Today we'll be'ezer Hashem begin the seventh parak and learn Daf Samach Vav and Masech Dezvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the distinctions between Echata Sa'if and Oila Sa'if. Echata Sa'if requires the following. Lamata, the Hazah, spraying the blood, and Mitzui, squeezing the blood, are done on the lower portion of the Mizbeach. And Kamais Echatas, the Malika is done to only one Simen, and both Hazah and Mitzui are done with its blood. And L'shem Chatas, the Avoidis must be intended for Echatas. If all these three things were done, the Chatas is kosher. But if any of these things were changed, the chattas is pasal. An oil sa'if requires the following. Lamala, the malika and mitzvah are done on the upper portion of the mizbeach, and kemaisa oila, the malika is done to both simonim, and only mitzvah was done with its blood. And l'shem oila, these avodas were intended for an oila. If all these three things were done, the oila is kasher. If any of these things were changed, in some cases the oila is pasal, and in some cases the oila is kasher, but the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. The Gemara discusses the cases of Chata Sa'if, Kamaisa Oila L'Shem Chatas. The Chata Sa'if was done like an Oila, and Oila Sa'if, Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Oila. The Oila Sa'if was done like a Chatas. Whether the cases referred to Dishani B'Malika, the Malika was changed, or Dishani B'Hazah, the Hazah was changed. The Machlik is regarding Oila Sa'if, Shasa Lamata Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas. If in an Oila Sa'if the Avoidis were done completely like a Chatas, and intended for a Chatas, whether the Isser Me'ila applies.